So the Common People Blog's here with Nick from Cecil Mansions Cooperative. They are a chutney company, and they've got 5 different types of chutney. And we're just going to talk about how the company evolved and what their plans for the future are. So, Nick, how did you set up Cecil Mansions Cooperative?
Hi, Rosie. I set up Cecil Mansions Cooperative last December. It's a relatively new company, but with a bunch of guys who I live with in Cecil Mansions in Balham, and we're a Victorian mansion block with our own garden, bit of space, and really nice community feel. And a few of us in the flat, various flats, had been making chutney just for social gatherings. We try and have a summer party every year in the mansions, and what we'd been doing is making food for each other and things like that. And we'd been making some chutney, and everyone was really full of praise for it, and we thought, this is a great idea. Our flat and another flat have decided to try and get together and make some sort of venture out of it. So we're producing our own chutney called the Cecil Mansions Chutney.
So you make it in your own kitchens at Cecil Mansions?
Yeah, absolutely. They're just regular kitchens, you know, not that big, typical of London, but we've sort of adapted them. We've had the council round to verify food and safety, health and hygiene, and it's all been a bit of a learning curve, really. But yeah, we produce everything on site. All our ingredients are as local as possible. You know, Tooting, Streatham, Balham.
For anyone who doesn't know, Cecil Mansions are located in Balham, is that correct?
Yeah, we're on the high road, just halfway between Balham and Tooting Beck, so perfectly poised for Wandsworth Common, Balham and Tooting, which makes a great location for what we're trying to do, I think.
These are nice little Victorian or Edwardian red brick mansions that you get in southwest London.
Exactly. We live in a U-shaped building, which is a red brick Victorian build, turn of last century, I believe. I think there's about 40 flats in our block. Not everyone's involved at the moment, but you know, we hope to get everyone on board at some point, in any capacity really. That's what this whole cooperative's about. It's saying whatever you want to bring to the table. At the moment we're selling chutney, but that's going to change. We've got photographers, milliners, you know, other food producers on board, and people are really interested in what we're doing.
So tell me about your chutney then.
Well, being in London, it's such a big city, but at the same time it's got such a community feel, with hundreds and hundreds of postcodes, hundreds of different little areas and lovely little high streets all dotted around, all very individual. And what we're trying to do is, we've got postcode based chutney, which sounds quite bizarre, but basically, for instance, with our SW17 chutney, it's designed for Tooting, and we called it our curried rhubarb chutney, which is obviously, as it says on the tin, curried rhubarb. So we've got all our curry and spices are locally sourced from all the fantastic shops down Tooting High Street, and the rhubarb twist comes from a bit of a long shot, but all our fruit and veg is hopefully going to be sourced from as far afield as West Yorkshire, from where I come from. There's only 12 places in the UK that you can actually grow this type of rhubarb. We're trying to take the bit of West Yorkshire, which I grew up in and loved in, which is a real great community feel, and bring that down to London. So with our curried rhubarb, it's a great, great fusion of ingredients. Really interesting, and I don't think this sort of thing's been done before.
Sounds fantastic. And you've got a Balham.
Yeah, we've got our flagship chutney is our SW12, which is our Balham Banger chutney. So real traditional, straight down the line, packed full of flavour, tomato, onion, apple chutney, brilliant as it says on the tin, sausages, cold meats, hot meats, sandwiches, cheese, you know, it's a real great all-rounder.
Sounds very hot.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Have you got shops where you can...
Well, at the moment, Rosie, we're quite small. Obviously, we're producing on-site, we don't have deals at the moment, obviously, because we've just started out, but what we are doing is selling at local markets and fairs where we can, selling to family and friends. We're in the middle of approaching small businesses, cafes, restaurants, delis in and around Balham, in the hope that we can stock that particular postcode chutney at in that particular postcode. So, for instance, our SW19 chutney, which is our strawberry, lime and almond chutney, perfect for the summer, perfect for Wimbledon, obviously, where it originates from. That's where the idea came from. Really fruity, really zesty. I think these are sort of little ideas that people like. People are really getting back to local sort of food production, and people like to see products made from where they're from, basically, knowing that it hasn't travelled very far, knowing that the quality is going to be really high, and people have actually put some care and effort into it.
And you gave up your job to take the company forward, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I went freelance from my full-time job as a film editor, so I'm doing freelance work just to cover my way at the moment. But essentially, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with. I'm the only one who's made that leap so far, but, you know, hopefully if things pick up in the next couple of months as summer approaches, perfect time for it, I think. The future's looking great.
Fantastic. Well, good luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
Like, you've got a great product, and I can't wait to taste it.
Thank you, Rosie. Cheers.
Thanks.